Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with newly sworn in Warren County Supervisor Aaron DeCook.
Sworn in as a Warren County Supervisor earlier. Why did you want to become a Warren County Supervisor?
My family and I are newer to Norwalk, and we built a house there a couple of years ago. I've always been interested in politics. I've always been interested in government, and it seemed to me from my perspective that there was some issues in Warren County that needed to be addressed that maybe weren't being done in what I deemed as a expedient and appropriate manner. And so I had interest in running, talked with some other people about it, thinking that perhaps maybe a longer tenured resident would step up to the plate and run. When that didn't happen, they encouraged me to do so, and I had time, interest, and ability to do so, and so I did.
When the election was coming up and you knew your name was going to be there as the Republican Party nominee, what did you want to bring at the table at that time, I guess? What were some of the platforms that you wanted to run on that were most important to you?
First, I thought one of the things that I wanted to bring that would maybe be somewhat different would be a real transparency to the office, a real sense of accountability and openness. You may have seen, if you attended the board meeting this morning, that it was being recorded. That'll get put up on a digital platform or a social media platform and eventually a county platform. And eventually it'll be live streamed. And so that'll allow people to actually watch the business of the county in real time or when it works for them. Additionally, one of the earlier things that we did in our organizational meeting today was change one of the times. So instead of having two mandatory meetings per month, there's more than that, but the two board meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're having one, and then the third Tuesday, we flipped the time from a.m. to p.m., so we're meeting at 6 p.m. Because I heard a lot of people saying, hey, I work, my spouse and I work, we just can't get there unless it directly impacts us and it's really hot button, then maybe we'll take off work for it. But it just seemed that the meeting times were prohibitive for people to attend. And so we're going to give the public more opportunity to come, provide public input, provide some guidance on issues that are important to them. One of the other things that I was disappointed in the county in that it took so long to get a bond passed and to get a fix on the jail and courthouse. As an attorney, it was not pleasing that we were a county that didn't have a true courthouse and that we were shipping prisoners to other counties at very high costs. And it just didn't seem to me like there was a lot of movement to fix that prior to this last election. I'm glad that that's now changed. Those are some of the main things, but there's other things that I'm interested in and concerned about. So.
Getting sworn in, I guess, what was the feelings pretty much right after you took that oath to serve Warren County?
Oh, it felt great. I'm certainly a newbie. I'm new to government and to politics, and so this was my very first oath of office. My wife and little ones came today. We're still not in school until I think tomorrow, and so they were able to make it, and that was enjoyable. I'm sure they took some pictures, and it was fun. I enjoyed it all immensely.
What do you most want to see from the Warren County Board of Supervisors during your term in terms of what actions they want to prioritize, or you already mentioned transparency, wanting to continue that?
There's probably three or four bigger items and then a lot of smaller issues that I'd like to see addressed. I know that the jail and courthouse has certainly been front and center, and it should be due to the price tag and the costs involved. I think our 911 communication system is very important. I think we need to have a functional county yard. You will hear over and over, and it's just difficult with limited resources, but secondary roads are a very hot button issue that, you know, there just never seems to be enough gravel to go around on the gravel roads, and some of the county highways are in disrepair, like 80th and South, or Highway 23 in the South. There's a number of things that I think we need to work on, but I think it'll be a lot of little things and doing it the right way, doing it with public input, and making sure that we're prioritizing, you know, the needs of the taxpayers of Warren County. I think if we do that, we should be in a better place in the next 4 years.
Thanks to Aaron DeCook for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.